Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest in Sonoma, California, at the Bridgeway Interactive meeting is Nancy Giangiarusso, who is now with Nancy G Consulting, previous president of Chateau Interior and Designs. Nancy, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I see you at these meetings every time I come, and you are always part of the program. You seem to be very well informed about this whole design center operation in the builder market. Tell us real quick, just to start out with, who Chateau Interior and Designs is.
Chateau Interiors and Design is a design center for Warmington Homes, TriPoint Homes. They are an independent design center, and they work for builders, and they create an in-house design experience for a builder that doesn't have one. And I was with that company for 23 years and was the president for the last 9.
You left there, and you live in Irvine, California, and you worked for the Irvine Company, which is also a major builder, and you worked with them to create their own design center, right?
Correct. They had never been in the design center business. Donald Bren had wanted to kind of reinvigorate the market, and they wanted to be a home builder again, and so they wanted to open a design center. So I went and consulted with them for about 2 years exclusively and created their design center, taught them the business, hired the staff, and then turned it back over to them.
You know, you gave a presentation this morning, and you're obviously very strategic. You asked some of the basic, I guess what you call cage-rattling questions about branding, about, you know, do you have a business plan? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you want to be? So you really do know what you're talking about. Let's dive deep into this project you did with Irvine Pacific and building their design center. Give us just a little bit of background about that experience.
Actually, it was an incredible experience. The Irvine Company has been around for years. They own all of Irvine, California. They were developing product to go back on the market to help the market come out of the slump that we were in. In doing that, I had to get with they're a very corporate company, and I had to get with their accounting department. I had to get work with their sales and marketing team. I had to literally teach the business and start it from fresh. We built a design center. We had to figure out what we were selling in the design center, what our products were going to be, what were the homes like. And then we had to start doing our offerings. We then created, with the help of Studio Chateau, the software and began the process of creating the design center business. And then I staffed it with 8 designers to start with. I think there's 14 there now when we left. We did our first year in business, $2.5 million ahead of our business plan in a down market. It was quite the experience. And it was a very buyer profile. It was an Asian buyer profile that we were dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive. You said you hired these interior designers that were what you staffed the sales force with. Talk a little bit about the qualifications to be good to work in the design center.
6 of those designers I hired were very experienced designers that had been in the building business. And, you know, a designer who works in the building part of the industry, a new home building, versus a designer that doesn't is a little bit different because we're working on a schedule. We cannot hold the house up. We have to be educating the buyer on what's going into that house. We have to understand the whole community. That's what they're buying, is that community, that product. And then we want to sell upgrades and going along with that without selling upgrades, without being forceful in doing that. So I did hire 6 very experienced designers that had been in the industry for years. They'd been in the building industry. They've also been in the design business, and they were designers. I then took 2 designers out of design school and worked this with. They had not worked in the design business before. They just graduated design school, but they both had retail background that they started with. And I take those kind of designers as well, because they come with no baggage. If you want to just get the best flooring in the house, they want you to get that best flooring, and they're going to figure out how to do that with you and modify the design so you can get your fabrica carpet or your unique piece of carpet or whatever it is.
A person like that, what would they expect to earn? You know, what's the range of income for somebody like that?
The designers that were working for me, they had a nice salary, probably about $50,000 base salary, and then they would get 2% of whatever the upgrades they sold. Mm-hmm. So they can earn, most of my designers in the past have earned 6 figures.
Okay, very interesting. Nancy, when you talk about upgrades in relation to the overall cost of the home, talk a little bit about what the percentages are that you get in upgrades and how that's trended through this recession and where it is today.
Okay, Kim. Prior to the recession, people were spending anywhere from 10 to 15% on the price of their house at the design center. That would be on flooring, on furniture, on the finishes, backsplashes, countertops. Then as the market turned, it went down to probably 3 to 5%. We would be lucky if we got 3 to 5%. And today, as I just finished up at the Irvine Company at the end of July, we were anywhere between 8 to 12%. So if you want to tell somebody that they are going to what they're going to spend on their house, that they should use a figure of about 10% as the sales price of their house is what they're going to spend at the design center.
So my audience is tuned into the flooring sector of interior finishes, and so let's just continue to use the design center in Irvine that you put together. What were the different finishes, and how important was flooring in that mix?
Well, flooring's the main staple of our business, of the design center business. That's where we get started. We start with the base flooring and put a contract together for the builder, and then from there we have allowances to sell upgrades against. So flooring is a huge factor. The way we put the design center together, the way I put it together, we did not do it in packages or levels. We just brought product that represented the homes that we were building. We opened 9 communities all on the same day and then ended up with 14 total before I left, and we had a buyer profile that we were filling that for. So we had from a low end of $300,000 homes to a high end of $1.1 million homes. We had flooring, we had a green section, so we had our, you know, sustainable flooring section, and that was our wools and our bamboos, our stone products, anything that came from nature. That was an area that we did. We made a big wool section, and that became a big seller for us. We then had a big, huge wood section and laminate section, and then we had tile, ceramic and porcelains and stone, granite, and then carpet. The carpet mills that support, that I work with, are Shaw, Tuftex, particularly from Shaw, Fabrica, Dixie, Masland, Camelot, Royalty, Moda. Great companies. We've been working together for years, and we support each other and go into it as a partner. Your flooring vendor should be your partner in business, because they're going to help you when you need to order flooring the last minute and get it into that house so you're not closing up, you're not holding an escrow up.
All right, and so the builder will decide on some base quality, and then the homeowner will come in as the house is, I guess, being built.
At different stages, they'll come in.
And so you'll show them other products and tell them that, you know, this is what you've already agreed to put in the home, and this is what you could have, and this is the delta in price.
Correct. Yeah. Everything's possible at that point. So, you know, Kemp, the builders go to a lot of trouble to put their models together. They spend a lot of money on putting their models together. They put beautiful flooring. I don't know any builder that puts standard flooring in their models. So that's our store. That's where we're selling from, and that's their store. So our first appointment at Irvine, as well as at Chateau, was always at the model. And we did a model appointment with them, and I called it a lifestyle appointment to learn how they're going to live in their house. We talked about the hard surface areas, how we're going to sell the carpet, what we're going to want, and then we get them prepared to come back into the design center. So I felt that carpet is getting smaller and smaller in the homes, the areas of carpet. So why don't we start with carpet, because that's your biggest texture and color that you can add to your house. Let's start with carpet and get the carpet you want.
So we talked a lot about flooring, which is what my audience is tuned into, but do you also do appliances and cabinets and that kind of finish too?
Yes, we did everything from selling the structural options that came with the house through appliances, through electrical, low voltage, countertops, backsplash, window coverings, furniture. We wanted to finish that house as much as we can, so we sold everything.
All right, very interesting. So after you left Chateau Interior and Design, you've been out on your own. We talked about you doing this special project with Irvine Pacific. So you kind of hung your own shingle here, and you're a consultant, and it's called Nancy G. So tell us how people can get a hold of you if they're more interested in this.
I have a website. It's nancygconsulting.com. You can call me at 949-701-9797. I am currently working with a builder in Seattle, as well as 2 builders in Dallas, and then 3 builders in California. So please call me and let me help you.
So again, we've been talking to Nancy Giangiruso in Sonoma, California at the Bridgeway Interactive meeting, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.